From the Free Presbyterian Church of Ulster, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness to men and women in all their need. And this is Leslie Curran saying hello and welcome to the program. I'm glad to have you listening in today as the Reverend John Gray, minister of Bethel Free Presbyterian Church in Enniskillen, is with us to Let the Bible Speak.
Today I want to speak upon the subject, what Jesus taught about man. If anyone could give a true estimation of man, it was the Lord Jesus Christ. Because not only is Jesus Christ perfect God, but he is also perfect man. He is the God-man. Therefore, as the God-man, the Lord Jesus Christ knows the needs of man more than anyone else. He knows the fears of man more than anyone else. He knows the spiritual condition of man and the spiritual makeup of man more than anyone else. And of course, the Lord Jesus knows the eternal destiny of man more than anyone else. Therefore, who better to give us an assessment on man than the Son of Man, the Lord Jesus? When we turn to the Bible, and especially the New Testament, the Lord Jesus Christ has much to say upon this subject. What did Jesus teach about man? Well, first of all, I want you to notice that the Lord Jesus taught that man has a spiritual side as well as a physical side. Some people teach that man is just physical, and once man dies, that is the end of him. But this is not what the Lord Jesus Christ taught. In Matthew chapter 4, when the Lord Jesus was being tempted by Satan in the wilderness, the Son of God taught that there were two sides to man's being. Jesus taught that man had a spiritual side to his makeup as well as a physical side. Indeed, the Saviour taught that man is soul and spirit as well as body. This truth is brought out very clearly in Christ's reply to the devil during the temptation in the wilderness. Satan, knowing that Christ was hungry after 40 days of fasting in the wilderness, tempted the Lord by saying to him in verse 3, "If thou be the Son of God, command these stones be made bread." Look at verse 4 and consider what the Saviour said. The Lord Jesus Christ, in his reply to Satan, said, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." We all know that bread is needed to feed and satisfy the physical side of man, and the Lord Jesus Christ does not deny that here. But Christ, in this portion of Scripture, emphasizes the need for feeding the spiritual side of man's being, and that can only be satisfied through the Word of God. As material bread is necessary to sustain life in the body, the Word of God is the bread that will nourish the spiritual side of man. But what I want to emphasize is this. The Lord Jesus taught that there was more to man than the physical. Christ taught that man has a soul and spirit as well as a body. The folly of man today is that he lives as if he has only a physical side to him, whereas the Bible teaches clearly that God breathed into man the breath of life, and man became a living soul. This leads me to my second point. The Lord Jesus Christ taught that man's soul is the most valuable possession that he has. In Mark chapter 8, verses 35 to 37, we read these words, "For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?" Again, notice in this portion of Scripture how Christ speaks of both the physical and the spiritual side of man. In verse 35, the Saviour speaks of the natural life of man upon earth. But then in verse 36, Jesus speaks of man's eternal soul. But I want you to notice the value that the Lord Jesus places upon the soul of man. Here the Saviour teaches that the soul, or the spiritual side of man, is the most important. Even if it were possible for man to gain the whole world and possess everything in this universe, all those possessions would be rendered worthless compared to the value that Christ puts on a man's soul. The Lord Jesus placed so much value upon the souls of men that he died upon the cross to save men from their sins. You see, the truth is this: man's soul, the most valuable thing that he has, can be eternally lost. In Matthew 10, verse 28, Jesus said, "Fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." And the Lord Jesus Christ, when he walked upon this earth, taught that man's soul could be lost forever in hell. Oh, the hymn writer penned it well when he wrote that little chorus, "To lose one's wealth is much, to lose one's health is more, to lose the soul is such a loss that nothing can restore." I wonder today, as you listen to the sound of my voice, do you realize that you have a soul that will live forever? And although someday your body will die and be put into Mother Earth, your soul will live on throughout the countless ages of eternity. But where will your soul live on? Will it be in God's heaven or in God's hell? You see, the Lord Jesus Christ not only taught that man has a physical side as well as a spiritual side, he not only taught the value of the soul, but he also taught that once a man died, his soul would go either to heaven or to hell. Why pray today that if you're not found in Christ, that you will come and put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus? That brings me to my third point. Jesus taught that man must repent and be regenerated. When the Lord Jesus Christ began to preach upon this earth, he called sinners to repentance. For the Saviour knew that if men remained ignorant to their sinful condition, then they would never realize their need of God's salvation. Christ knew that sinners would never repent until they saw their sin. That's why the Lord Jesus Christ pointed out man's sin to him. Whenever the Lord Jesus Christ preached, he declared that men were sinners, and he exhorted them to repent of their sin. I wonder today, have you ever repented of your sin? The pathway from being a sinner to being a saint is clearly seen in the teaching of Christ. First of all, the sinner must come by faith to Christ. In Matthew 11, verse 28, we read, "Indeed, Jesus said, Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." There we have the wonderful invitation of Christ to the sinner. And if you come today by faith to Christ and accept him as your own and personal Saviour, then you can have eternal life and you can be saved not only for time, but for all of God's eternity. In Mark chapter 1 and verse 15, the Lord Jesus Christ said this, "Repent ye and believe the gospel." And thank God, if you come in repentance today and faith to Christ, he will forgive you for your sin. But you must come to him. The sinner must follow in the footsteps of Christ. There must be a denying of self, and there must be a following after the Lord Jesus. Christ said, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me." Have you ever followed the Lord Jesus by faith and trusted in him alone for your eternal salvation? Thank God you can today, because the Bible tells us that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You have a soul that will live forever, a soul that can be lost, and a soul that must be saved. And the only way whereby your soul can be saved is by trusting in Christ alone for your salvation. Thank God the Lord Jesus died upon the cross to provide salvation for you. Come with me, visit Calvary, where my Redeemer died. His blood, it fills the fountain. 'Tis full, 'tis deep, 'tis wide. The Lord Jesus has provided salvation for you upon the cross when he shed his blood. And not only has he died, for without the shedding of blood there's no remission, but he is risen again, and because he lives, you can live also. I pray today, as you listen to God's precious word, that you will yield to the gospel and put your faith in him, the Lord Jesus, the one who died the just for the unjust, that he might bring you to God.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you'd like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Reverend John Gray, Bethel Manse, Ballycassidy, Enniskillen, BT 94 2JT. That's Let the Bible Speak, Reverend John Gray, Bethel Manse, Ballycassidy, Enniskillen, BT 94 2JT. You may also hear Reverend Gray preach each Lord's Day at 12 noon and 7:30 p.m. here in Bethel Free Presbyterian Church in Enniskillen at Chanter Hill on the Temple Road. For further information, you may phone us at 028-6632-4164. That's 028-6632-4164. We assure you of a warm welcome at all of the services and look forward to having you visit with us. Thank you for listening today. May the Lord richly bless you. And don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week, when once again we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.